Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's time for you to be here, by the way. Welcome aboard. It's about time you got here if you just tuned in. You almost missed us. Priscilla Huff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Priscilla's been with us before. She's a freelance writer. And on business issues, which is one of the things that endears her to us. She's also the author of Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. And she's our good friend. Priscilla, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back.
It's great.
Now, you're a writer, Priscilla, and you, and I'm a writer. And people like you and me we're the kind of folks that if we feel that we need to say something, or if we feel like there's we have a little burning desire about something, we're prone to put it in writing. We're prone to write to the editor or to write an op-ed piece or to write it down, get it off our chest, and get it out there. If there's something we think that we want to move our business in a certain way, we want to promote our business, we'll write something up and we'll shoot it out there. We know all the outlets to get these things out to. These are all good ideas for all small businesses. But Priscilla, unfortunately, most small businesses don't know how to do any of that, do they?
No, they know what they want to say, but they don't know how to put it down in words. But oftentimes in your chamber of commerce, you'll find maybe someone who is a professional writer, or often your PR firms, and maybe you could trade or barter some services that way.
So what would we do with it? Of course, one of the things that I mentioned before you got here was I was doing a little definition of marketing. And I talked about the importance of getting your message out there so people know that you exist, they know that you're there, and that they not only know that you're there and that you have stuff for sale, but that you're also involved in the community and that kind of thing. And that's where the PR comes in, isn't it?
That's right. And I always say a press release is one of the best ways to launch your business, announce what's going on. You can connect with a nationwide newsworthy event, connect your business. Mm-hmm. And those essentials of a press release is talk to your editor and say, what do you like in the press release, and can you give me some examples? Maybe they can show, and you can pattern one after one of theirs.
Well, the press release is one of the most underutilized tools of any marketing tool that's out there, and most of the time it's because we don't always think other people are interested in knowing about what we do. I mean, some companies use it too much. I mean, if you read your paper, you know, the bankers and the insurance agents and the realtors, they've got this press release thing down pat, haven't they?
That's right.
So we need to take a little bit of a lesson from them. Sometimes we hear too much from those guys, but we need to take a lesson. And the average person, average company that has some new development, not a commercial development, folks, like somebody's received training or something like that. Isn't that right, Priscilla? Those are the kinds of things that newspapers will allow in a press release.
That's right. It should be newsworthy. One of the people in my books Peggy Claus started a cooking cottage, cooking school, and she just wrote down, I started my business, and this is what it is. And from there, that feature story led to her growth of her business phenomenally.
But now that was a case of where she was able to tell her story in a compelling way, and somebody picked up on it and wrote an article about her. Somebody else wrote about her, right?
That's right. As soon as that sort of press release does, oftentimes reporters are looking for, you know, something newsworthy to cover, and your press release will say, ah, here's someone I want to feature, and that's what happened with her.
Right. But where do we start? If we're a small business owner and we'd like to get some free publicity, some free PR out there, you know, it's not enough to say to a small business owner, start writing these things, because most small business owners, even if they're good at it, they think they're not good at it a lot of times. And so you mentioned talking to somebody at the chamber. I really like the idea of finding a PR firm, an ad agency or somebody, some kind, that can help you strategize with these things. What do you think?
I think that would be excellent, because you just don't want to send out an announcement or tips or articles to everyone. You want to target publications that your potential customers read, so you're not, wasting your time and energy.
Right. All right. What's next?
Well, with articles, see, people don't realize, they say, well, I can't write. If you know your information, you can write tips. Oftentimes, your newsletters and publications in your industries are looking for little articles, little tips. That's a good way to start.
What would be an example of that? How would that work?
Just what I'm saying about, for me, writing, I would send to, like, a writer's publication, how to market your book, and I would... So you want to say you're a promotional products in the promotional products industry.
Mm-hmm.
Say, what kind of market things that you can do at Christmas time, to reach customers.
And who would I send these tips to?
You would send to your industry publication, the journal, the newsletter. But mm-hmm. You want to find the editors. Go to the you have to do the research again. What do the editors like? And contact them. Some are, call them up, email them, and say, I have some tips. Would you be interested? And then what is the format? Because you want to make it easy for job.
I'm going to go back to my original statement and part of what you said a minute ago, Priscilla. Small business owners, this is what Priscilla does. It's often what we do. But this is the industry that we're in. We're in the media, the information industry. You probably aren't. There's a good chance that you aren't. Find a professional. Tell them what you're trying to get accomplished. Let them help you with this, even if it costs you a little money. What do you think, Priscilla?
Oh, I think that's absolutely. In the Women's Business Forum in Bucks County, there are two women who are fantastic writers, and they're very reasonable, and they will... For X amount of dollars, they will send out press releases exactly to where your market is.
Mm-hmm. The key to PR is don't do one this year and one next year, right? You got to do a lot of them, right?
Right, right. Again, you want a marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
If there are a number of free marketing calendars, and I set a calendar up, and then it's the marketing, but you want to constantly do it.
Stand by, Priscilla. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Priscilla what she knows about blogs. Do you have a blog? Do you use blogs? Do you read blogs? What would it take for you to have your own blog, and would it help you? Is it a good marketing idea? We'll do that right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Gravity beyond the spectral veil. Within our cavities, the deep we search to no avail. For the constant in the chaos, for the fulcrum in the void.
Mr. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, from the Innocent Age album. Outstanding double record album. Check it out when you get a chance. It's been out a long time. I'm sure it's still available. It's probably about 24, 25, 26 years old, maybe, but it's a good one. Still good songs. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Priscilla Huff. She's the author of Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. Priscilla, give us the website, please. Tell us how to get your book.
I'll give you an email. I'm working on my website, but it's pyhuff@hotmail.com, and that will be my website, too, pyhuff.com.
Okay. What about the book? Where is it available?
It's available on Amazon, mm-hmm. and also in Barnes & Noble. But with Amazon, I'm going to be they have a feature now where authors can communicate, sort of like a web blog,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start that so that I can communicate and offer marketing tips to my readers.
Right. Good deal. Well done. Okay, let's talk about those web blogs. They're now called, they started out, folks, as a web log, and it's now been corrupted into blogs, which is, and there even is something called a blogosphere now, which I think is kind of sinister sounding. even though I have a blog myself, Priscilla, but there's something about blogs that attracts people, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's more because it's editorializing, or their personality can show through their feelings, what they feel strongly about their topic.
Well, see, one of the things I think is important to point out, Priscilla, is that we're now into what the smart people are calling Web 2.0 or the Internet 2.0. And this is the second generation, the next generation of cyberspace. And part of that 2.0 is the interaction, the dynamic nature of the internet, not just a static nature where you go, you know where something is, you go find it, you go there, and you kind of look around, you nose around, and you leave. With 2.0, one thing that happens is people don't wait on you to come to them. They find out about you and ask if they can come see you, and they push information to you, which is like your blog, allowing you for people to subscribe to your blog. But the other thing is the interactivity, the dynamic nature of it, isn't it? That's one of the things that's attractive about a blog.
That's right. And it's important because you can get really instant feedback from your readers, from your customers, you know, and you can stay ahead of the trends.
Right. Okay. So what? Do you have a blog?
No. As I said, I'm going to be doing that with.
So it's going to be part of your website. Okay. That blog's going to be part of Amazon.
Right.
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 So what? How would a small business owner start a blog?
Well, actually, there are some free ones and low-cost ones with blogger.com or typepad.com or squarespace.com. But I think before you start one, you want to look at some other ones so you know what it's all about. In my book, Eliza Sherman Rizdal, author of the Everything Blogging book, says if you're thinking of starting a blog, plan ahead, know your target audience, know your topic, and have useful information. And again, market it both on and offline so people come.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things we know about blogs is that you got to spend time with them. I mean, it's not just a matter. I mean, setting up a blog is easy.
Right.
But keeping it maintained and keeping it compelling so people will come back, and making sure that when you blog about your business, you got to make sure it's not just about how to buy stuff, right?
Right, right. People can see through that right away. People go on the internet to find out information, and if you have that information, you know, that they can use and apply to their business, they'll want to come back, and they'll appreciate it with maybe purchasing your products. The main thing you want is you're helping your customer.
How often should you update your blog?
Well, that's on a regular basis. You know, people get into the habit, and if they want to say, "Well, I want to go pick up a marketing tip today," or "I want to go find out what's happening," it becomes compelling to them, almost a habit.
Do you recommend letting people contribute to the blog, to respond and reply to the blog?
If you set up rules, you know, little rules and things, yes. You know, you have to be careful of the ones that are a little bit extreme. But
well,
yeah,
you can't let the inmates have the asylum, can you?
No. Like anything else, you know, like a teacher, you've got to control the class. You want them to participate, but you have to,
I think some people might have the misconception that a blog is a freewheeling, you know, give and take, and anybody can write whatever they want to write. You actually have the ability to edit everything that anybody else wants to put on your blog.
Yeah.
You have that editing feature, don't you? So not just editing, but intercepting and eliminating whatever you might not want to put up there.
That's right. So you want it to be tasteful, and you don't want it to be a real soapbox on some other issues that really aren't nasty.
Right. Now, give us the name of the book again, Priscilla.
Okay, Make Your Business Survive and Thrive.
And what is it about that book that you think is the most compelling?
I think it's basically giving some 100 different ideas that you can use to market your business and then some. You won't use them all, but you can certainly try.
And they can find that at Amazon, right?
That's right.
And the author's name is Priscilla Huff. That's with two Fs. Priscilla, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, bye-bye. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Kenneth Thomas. He's with Visa USA. We're going to talk about cash flow. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
See the dog and butterfly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.